April 5, 1908. All that the Queen Mama contains has its origin in the fight. Continuing in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, within a garden, in which I could see the Queen Mama placed on a very high throne. I yearned to go up there to kiss her hand, and as I tried to go, she came to meet me, giving me a smacking kiss on my face. In looking at her, I saw as though a globe of light in her interior, and within that light there was the word, Fiat. From that word descended many different unending seas of virtues, graces, greatnesses, glory, joys, beauties, and everything that our Queen Mama contains as a whole. Everything was rooted in that Fiat, and all of her goods took their origin from the Fiat. Oh, omnipotent, fecund, holy Fiat! Who can comprehend you? I feel mute. It is so great that I can say nothing. Therefore I stop here. So I looked at her with amazement, and she said to me, My daughter, all of my sanctity came out from within the word, Fiat. I did not move even for one breath, one step, one action, or anything at all, if not within the will of God. My life, my food, my all, was the will of God. And this produced such sanctity, riches, glories, honors for me. Not human, but divine. So, the more the soul is united, identified with the will of God, the more she can be called holy, and she is loved more by God. And the more she is loved, the more she is favored, because her life is nothing but the product of the will of God. How can he not love her if she is his own thing? Therefore, one must not look at how much or how little he does, but rather, at whether it is wanted by God. In fact, the Lord looks more at something little, if it is according to his will, than at something great, without it.